guess the
slab. Yeah, this one, this is a cinch.
13.
And so that would be the
Latigo.
Latigo?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. Yeah, those two.
Eight would be the fender.
Okay. And nine's right here.
Yeah, nine would be pins and stirrup.
Okay.
So nine would be and I can't think.
Okay. Got
so what's nine?
It's five. Leading down to the stirrup.
Tins of stirrup.
That's what holds the stirrup on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Onto here, or onto the saddle.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got a name for number 11? Think of?
Would that be the fender?
Could be.
I thought that was a fender.
I just have these fancy names.
Yes, I.
One more, 12. Yeah, I guess that this is hard to tell. It looks like they're the two straps that come down, but they're up here. You might not make a distinction between those and 7 at all.
Anyway. I'd say that was the latigo.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Okay. Sounds good. Do you use a lariat on the
I have.
Is that the same as a lasso or
it's yeah.
Okay.
A rope.
Okay. What about a this is something you'd probably see in well, you might see it in ranching as well as farming. It has one wheel, two handles. You typically put stuff in it like dirt or something.
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah. Is that something you would use in ranching?
Oh, yeah. Very definitely.
Well, we have two or three around.
Yeah.
All ages.
What about a gunny sack? Is that something you use around here?
Yeah.
Is there another name for
some
that?
Some people call them tote sacks, but not in this part of the country.
You ever hear of a croaker sack?
Croaker?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Probably the same thing. Huh?
Yeah. That's what nobody I know has actually used it yet, but apparently somebody out there does. Mm-hmm. What about a boat with oars?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have much use for boats around here at all?
You could get her on a boat if you... If you tried, she likes to fish, but she doesn't.
We don't go out in the lakes at all.
No. Okay.
The canoes. Some people have canoes, and then there's, at the reservoir over here, between here and Gunnison, the Blue Mesa Reservoir, they have, fishing boats and ski
most
boats.
Most times, nowadays, people have motorboats.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But I'm sure there are a few rowboats out there where you need oars.
Okay. Yeah. On a ranch, I suppose you would use something once in a while to sort of, it's a long leather thing. It's got a handle and an end that you use to sort of smack.
Like a bull whip.
Yeah. Is that something you'd use around here?
Yeah. Okay. Our son was a cowboy for 16 years.
Right.
He could really snap it from here to the front door.
And it has a popper on the end of it, you know.
Yeah.
He could be riding along horseback, moving cattle, and he had a 15-footer. Man, I'd cut my head off with that thing. Sid could snap that thing, and just the sound of it, you don't have to hit the critter.
Oh,
just that pop.
Yeah.
And then the little short one, a little short handle and a short, it's a quirt.
Okay.
That you use on a horse.